You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the important things a startup needs to be able to do is that first hire, and we're going to be talking about how do you know when it's time to hire a virtual assistant or a VA, and what kinds of things do you need to tell them? Our special guest today is Ken Miller, from AI VA-lutions. Thanks for coming, Ken.
Well, thank you, Mary, and thank you to the audience that's listening. Let's talk about some VAs.
Let's talk about some VAs. So very briefly, what is a virtual assistant?
A virtual assistant is an individual that is not located physically in your office. Usually it's going to be in another area, whether it's another state or another country. So real quick, and we'll just go through some general terms, there are what are called offshore virtual assistants and there are onshore virtual assistants. So an example of an onshore virtual assistant would be Indeed or Upwork. You can get a virtual assistant through Indeed or Upwork. Usually they'll start off around $20 an hour, maybe $25. Or you can go with an offshore virtual assistant, which will probably run you more like $6 to $7 an hour for a virtual assistant that can help you in areas that you have indicated you need support in.
Okay, so how does a startup know when it's time to hire a VA?
When it finds itself inundated or overwhelmed by mundane, repetitive tasks. That's the first thing. You only have capacity as an entrepreneur, solopreneur in two areas. That's it. You have capacity in time and money. That's it. And what the solopreneur or the entrepreneur, one of the first things they run into is they're running out of time. And so what we do is we start working 6 days a week. We work 7 days a week. I've been there. I own five businesses. So believe me, I have experience in this. And then we start working, you know, 8 hour, 10 hour, 12 hour days to try to keep up with the things that we need to do to create deliverables and or value added to our clients and customers. So really the first indication is that we're running out of time within the what we're comfortable with as the owner of this business to invest in the business itself.
Okay, so repetitive tasks that just get to be taking up too much of your time, right? So some of these things could be sending email updates. These could 100. Be putting posts on social media. This could be arranging appointments with people.
Our social media, really, it's marketing. It is email management. And it's handling our calendar. And they're really all interconnected. So an individual who's a good VA, onshore or offshore, should be able to quickly pick any of those up and or has experience in all three. And usually they'll have experience in all three. But they will free up time. I have four VAs personally. because I have so many different companies, but I have four VAs and they have different skill sets. But again, what were the most, I can't tell you how much time I was doing because I have a lot of branding and marketing and social media, had to deal with that. How much time was people say, oh, can you get on, can I get on your calendar? Well, now I have an individual that handles my calendar, my emails. I have five different inboxes. I have literally hundreds of emails coming in each day. My executive VA, which is really my top VA, handles my calendar. Now my calendar handles my emails and knows what is, because he's been with me for a while, knows which ones are going to be pertinent to me that I need to look at, and he puts those into the follow-up. He knows which ones 100% are spam or and or junk, even though they come into my inbox. He'll put those in, and he hasn't made a mistake in months. And then there'll be ones he's not too sure in, and he'll send those by to me also.
Right. So when a VA is handling your email, do you have to provide the software or do they have access to it on their own end or is it something you've got a choice with?
They have access, and again, it's always your choice how you set that up. So my VA, my executive VA, has access to all of my emails. He literally has the same Outlook that I have. So all of my emails, all my different companies are in my Outlook, and I have the inbox section is a favorite, and he has all five of them, and he sees them when they come in, and then he deals with them. And then what he will do, sometimes he'll either send me through WhatsApp because he's in the Philippines, or through my text. He will send to me or through my main email, which is Ken at Denali FSP. He will send, hey, Ken, what do you think? I this one came through Ken at evolution.com or Ken at KenMillerSpeaks.com. These two emails came in. Do you want to follow up with these? Or, and a lot of them he can follow up with. I mean, he knows what is happening in each of these companies.
Do you share passwords or do you set them up as an admin?
That is a decision that each and every individual has to make. I share my passwords. I have a tremendous amount of trust. So they're not in my finances. They don't have access to my bank account. They don't have access to my QuickBooks. Well, one of them does have access to my QuickBooks because he runs one of the companies that we do payroll, and he handles my payroll for that company. But they've built trust with me. So yes, I have marketing passwords. I have literally 75, 78 different marketing passwords that they have access to.
Okay. Are there any other particular tips you want startups to know about hiring a VA?
Do your due diligence, interview. So I have a company of VAs, offshore VAs. If you're going, talk to two or three different companies. Because your biggest difficulty, especially in the offshore VA, is how can I trust them? How can I trust? They're in the Philippines, they're in India, they're in Ecuador. I have VAs in all those countries that work for me or work for my company. And the question you want to ask is, number one, how do I trust the company? And then two, once I work with the company, will you put in front of me two or three potential virtual assistants that I can work with? Not just give me one. I want to interview and see if we're comfortable via V just in our communication when I'm looking at you on the screen, because you're going to be close to your VAs, but they are phenomenal. I've always said this. There's two things I've always said. I wish I knew and understood VAs 5 years ago or 11 years ago when I first started my company. It's number one. And I'm talking about offshore VAs. And number two, I wish I had bought into artificial intelligence 4 years ago, 3 and 4 years ago when it first started. But now I do, and I've scaled my business a great deal.
And hopefully, our startups will be able to scale theirs by using VAs and advice from you. Thanks so much, Ken
Thank you.
Miller. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.